Let's get back to the issue of responsiveness to endocrine therapy. There are a bunch of new data sets presented at San Antonio addressing the issue of PR and ER-positive patients and HER2 versus no HER2. Can you review what we know right now about PR and HER2 as it relates to endocrine responsiveness?
Well, I think going back to the late 70s when Bill McGuire and Kate Horowitz in San Antonio at the time showed that progesterone receptor was an end product of estrogen signaling. So you needed estrogen and you needed estrogen receptor in order for the cell to make progesterone receptor. There's been lots and lots of studies on progesterone receptor, but most of them, again, including much of our own work, even that published recently, the progesterone receptor was measured by the old ligand binding assay that was, again, quality controlled and standardized. But what we know from those and other studies, and what I believe is, that a progesterone receptor negative tumor does not benefit as much from tamoxifen and other SERMs as an estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor positive tumor. In fact, in metastatic disease, there is level one evidence for that in a prospective trial by the Southwest Oncology Group that was published in JCO, I think, in 1994. So these studies now that are showing that progesterone receptor doesn't seem to make a difference for tamoxifen, I think it's an assay problem. I think that the reality of it is that there's enough evidence that I believe that progesterone receptor negative tumors don't benefit as much from tamoxifen. Now, the question is, what about aromatase inhibitors? In the laboratory and in our model systems, we would predict that progesterone receptor negative tumors would respond to estrogen deprivation, whereas tamoxifen would not, just like the clinical studies show. But there's very few clinical studies. There's the ATAC trial that suggests that the hypothesis that I just stated might be true, that is, aromatase inhibitors work better than tamoxifen when progesterone receptor is negative. And then there are others like BIG98 where they didn't find that, although it's very early in the follow-up of that trial. It's less than half the follow-up of the ATAC trial, so I think it's just too early to determine. But a lot of the data are beginning to show that HER2 positive or progesterone receptor negative don't benefit as much from tamoxifen. In fact, those two receptor phenotypes are related because it's now pretty well documented that one of the things that happens in a tumor that has lots of growth factor activity, whether it's from HER2 or EGF receptor or insulin-like growth factor receptor, is that signaling from those pathways shuts off progesterone receptor synthesis at the gene level. It shuts off transcription of the gene. So it makes sense if HER2 positive tumors are resistant to tamoxifen, progesterone receptor negative tumors are more resistant to tamoxifen. Maybe the reason is because both of those have lots of this growth factor activity going on that renders a tumor less responsive to tamoxifen. So I think there is a relationship there. I'm inclined to believe the tamoxifen data, but we just need more data on the aromatase inhibitors to find out what progesterone receptor and HER2 mean with those therapies. I'd like to think the ATAC trial is the correct one. That is, PR negativity implies slightly worse benefit for tamoxifen than aromatase inhibitors, but I don't think we know that yet.